Hi, and welcome to this taster demo of the Samsung Galaxy Watch. And this one that I've currently purchased myself is the 46mm one. Now, the reason why I'm doing this taster demo is that I've had quite a few people contact me asking me when I'm going to do a demo. So I thought, just to appease those folks, I'm going to do a quick demo of the actual watch, physical description and basic navigation of it, of course, using the screen reader voice assistant. And then I'll get on later and do quite a few different demos of the Galaxy Watch itself. And of course, also using the Galaxy wearable app from my Samsung Galaxy S10 phone. But anyway, let me do a quick physical description of the watch, and then I'll do a brief demo of navigating the watch interface, and that'll do me for this taster demo. So a physical description of the watch. It's 46 millimeters in diameter. Around the outside of the glass at the top, you have a bezel that you can rotate left and right. And of course, every time you rotate it, it goes click, 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 as in a physical click, click, click. In the middle of that bezel that rotates, you've got the rather large glass touch screen. And then the outsides of the actual watch around the bezel, if you like, on the side of the watch is all stainless steel. And then, of course, you've got your traditional watch band connections on either side. And the larger one, this one that I've got, 46mm, has a 22mm width band. And by default, by the way, you get a black watch rubber band with the actual watch when you buy it. And I believe as of this recording, the 46mm only comes in silver. Underneath, you've got a high quality plastic bottom of the watch, which also includes the key charger to charge it on its own little wireless charging stand. And of course, that's where all the other sensors are. And then when you've got it on your wrist, like I've currently got, on the side of the watch closest to your hand, you've got two buttons. The one closest to me, because I've got my left wrist in front of me, is the home button, and that's got a raised tactile surface, so it's very easy to feel. And then furthest away from me is another button, and that's the back button. And then in between those two buttons, you've got a raised area of the side of the watch that those buttons sit each side of. And that raised part is mirrored on the opposite side of the watch edge. Microphone closest to your wrist on the right hand side, and the left hand side is where the speaker is. As I said, the watch band that you get by default is just a normal rubber watch band with a pin that goes through one of the holes in the band to tighten it up. Okay, so that's basically a physical description of the watch itself. Now, I've currently got my Galaxy Watch connected to my TP-Link Bluetooth transmitter, which in turn is plugged into a Bluetooth speaker, just to make it a bit clearer to actually hear the voice on the recording. So I'm going to press the home button to wake the watch up. It's not going to say the time. All right. So if I touch the watch face with one finger.
It is 1:22 p.m.
Okay. It's just read out the time. So if I rotate the bezel to the left, I'll get notifications. If I rotate the bezel to the right, I'll get my widgets that are on there by default or I've installed myself. So if I rotate the left with the bezel.
No notifications.
Says no notifications. If I rotate to the right,
it is 1:25 p.m.
Back to the time, again to the right.
Weather page 3 of 17.
So weather page 3 of 17. So there are all the widgets from 3 to 16. I won't go through them all at the moment. And number 17 is to actually add a widget. And of course, those numbers then increase the more notifications I get to the left of the actual times. So 17, for example, could become 34, depending on how many notifications I've got and if I haven't cleared them or not. If you want to read any of these widgets screens, you could touch the screen with one finger, and you can also flick left and right on the screen if there's buttons on the screen as well to activate controls with a one finger double tap. So if I touch the middle of the screen now, it should read out the weather for today.
Narara, 1:25 p.m. Showers in the vicinity. Current temperature 21 degrees. Highest temperature 24 degrees. Lowest temperature 17 degrees. Probability of precipitation 42%. UV index moderate. Double tap to get weather information for this city.
I go back to the time by just pressing the home button.
It is 1:26 p.m.
And I press it again.
Apps. Rotate bezel to navigate apps. Page 1 of 4.
Okay, so rotate bezel to navigate apps. So if I rotate to the right.
Recent apps.
First of all, we've got recent apps. So if I keep rotating.
Messages.
Messages.
Phone.
Phone.
Contacts.
Contacts.
Email.
Email.
Samsung Health.
Samsung Health.
Galaxy Apps.
Galaxy Apps.
Settings.
Settings.
Find my phone.
Find my phone.
Next page button.
Next page.
Page 2 of 4.
And then we're going to page 2 of 4, etc. So I won't go through them all. Okay, so if I rotate back to the left.
Reminder. Previous page button. Page 1 of 4. Find my phone. Settings.
And I double tap on settings.
Settings.
And now I'm in settings. So if I touch my screen.
Watch faces. Watch faces. Watch always on.
So watch faces.
Sound and vibration. Sound and vibration. Mode. Volume. Ringtone.
Note, I'm saying flicking. I'm not rotating the bezel anymore. I'm actually using the touch screen. So flick to the right again.
Display. Brightness. Screen timeout.
And if I kept going, we would get down to accessibility. And that's, of course, where you can enable all the accessibility features on the Galaxy Watch. And to go back to the main home screen, I can either press home or I can press my back button to go back to the previous screen.
Page 1 of 4. Settings.
Okay, and I'm back on settings where I started from and pressing back again.
It is 1:30 p.m.
Okay, it takes me back to the main home screen with the time. If I double press the home button twice, 1, 2.
Bixby.
It brings up the Bixby interface, and because Bixby heard her voice, she just activated. So I'm going to touch the screen. That's her timing out. It's going to touch my watch face screen.
Mic button double tap to speak.
So mic button double tap to speak, one finger double tap. What's the time?
The local time is 1:30 p.m.
Okay, so that volume was actually quite soft, actually. So that's the time. And press the home button to go back to the main home screen.
It is 1:31 p.m.
If I hold in the home button, right now.
Watch options.
I've got watch options. One finger flip to the right.
Power off.
Power off.
Touch sensitivity off.
Touch sensitivity off. So I'm going to press the back button. When I'm back at the time on the main home screen. Now, I haven't quite worked out whether this is two swipes down with two fingers or one. If I just do one, nothing happens. If I do it twice, it always works. So swiping in with two fingers twice on the time.
Quick panel.
And it brings up the quick panel. And if I flick to the right.
Mobile network connected. Battery 30%. Bluetooth connected. Bluetooth headset connected. Flight mode off button. Volume 15 button. Do not disturb off button. Settings button. Find my phone button. Play music button. Water lock mode off button.
Then just press the home button. And I'm back to the watch face. If I touch the watch face with one finger.
It is 1:35 p.m.
I'm back to the time. And then when I want to put the watch to sleep, just put my hand over it.
Screen turned off.
And it turns the screen off. Okay, so that's done. So that's just a quick taster demo of the Samsung Galaxy Watch, 46mm, and I promise to do quite a few more demos on the watch itself, plus a comparison between the Galaxy Watch and the Apple Watch. But anyway, thank you for listening, and bye for now.